For today's High Peak Viewpoint, I'm talking to Hayley Lever, Director of Derbyshire Sport, about their new draft strategy to get more people active. Well, Hayley, you're setting a really ambitious target here to engage 50,000 more people in physical activity over the next 5 years. I mean, tell us how you're aiming to go about that.
Well, this strategy is a real call to action. It's for the organisations in Derbyshire, both sporting and non-sporting organisations, but it's also for people in the community to think about how can they help one of those 50,000 people to get active, if it's their sister, their brother, their friend, their child, you know, as well. So it's real call to action for us all to recognise that we've got a real inactivity problem in Derbyshire as well as nationally, and we need to do something about it.
So that sounds like it's really a bottom-up approach.
Yeah, very well, it's both, actually. It's top-down. There's a big role for organisations at the highest level to play as well. But in the community, you know, here in the High Peak and the communities around the High Peak, it's about, you know, school teachers and, you know, sports clubs, leaders, as well as parents, thinking, well, you know, who is there that's inactive and really like doing less than 30 minutes a week of physical activity, and all those that are sort of dipping in and out a bit, and how can we all help each other to become more active and stay active?
So if people are listening, what sort of practical examples can you give them of things they can start to do to help them get more active?
Oh, I mean, there's huge examples. You see examples in my job every day, and it's brilliant when you see how people just make real small changes. So they might just decide to kind of start to walk to school instead of go in the car, or they might decide that they're going to, you know, walk the dog a little bit further, or, you know, there's very, very incremental things that people can do, recognising that we do all, a lot of us spend a lot of our time, myself included, sitting at a desk or sitting in the car, sitting on the couch. So thinking about your day and thinking, how can I build a bit more activity into my day, and then build it up from there. And I do think friends and colleagues and parents and things have a huge role to play, because we can encourage each other, you know. And we want to make it the norm to be active and make active choices, rather than, you know, the sedentary sort of behaviour that we see so much of.
So you're not talking about saying, oh, go out and run a marathon?
Absolutely. Well, I'd love to see lots more people running marathons as well. And we're not forgetting here about the people who love sport and have converted to sport, you know, and become regular active people and get involved in sport, because we know that the people who maintain an active life are doing sport as part of that. But when you start, it's probably not on your radar. You're probably thinking that sporty people are all in lycra, they're all sweaty and hot, and it's not for me. A lot of people fear that and think it's not them. So what this is about, yes, we'd love to see more people playing sport, and if people become active, many of them will go on to take part in some form of sport. So it's right across the spectrum, really.
And you've got this draft consultation open till the 20th. Who are you wanting to hear from?
This strategy is a really different approach. It is about engaging from the community right to the strategic level. And so it's an open public consultation, because it is for all of the organisations that we already work with to say whether they think this is on the right track. But a lot of them have been involved in shaping it already. So it's also for the clubs and the community organisations and the school teachers and the head teachers and people to look at it and say, you know, is what we're saying going to make the difference that we want to see? And so we want to hear from everybody who's got an interest, really.
And how can they get in touch and find out more?
So it's all on our website, derbyshiresport.co.uk. You can look it up on there. You can just Google Derbyshire Sport Strategy and you'll find it. I look forward to hearing from people.
Brilliant. Well, thank you very much for taking the time to come in and talk to us.
Thank you.